right, we're going to be joined by Aaron here in just a minute, live from Israel, then Colonel John Mills. And let me show you something real quick. Here's an organization that we've been highlighting, and I want to highlight them again. I showed you this last night. This is New Spring Wellness Center. They're out of Lake of the Ozarks, centrally located in the U.S. This is, in fact, let's play their clip, Logan. Let's play their spot that we got from them, and then I'll play another video by one of the folks that went to through their treatment. You want to play it, Logan?
My story started with alcohol, and I had tried going to other treatments, and all I did was think about how I was not going to drink or how I was going to drink one more day and then stop the next day. And Katie had found a treatment. I thought it was kind of hokey.
I could see a couple days into it, it's like the light bulb went on with him.
It's an IV infusion of all natural NAD. It saved my life and my family.
We've been where you sit.
The hardest part of this is making that phone call and just coming and talk to us.
Talk to them. You get free information, free consultation. You sit in these chairs. You get an IV. Some of the folks, the program is about 10 days. And we have seen the testimonies. We've heard the testimonies of people like Chad, who opened the clinic with his wife, Katie. He had an addiction to alcohol. She found it this NAD clinic 11 hours away, put him in the car, took him there. As you said, you heard him say he thought it was hokey. We're talking 6-7 years later. He doesn't even have the desire to drink. It changes something at the brain level, replaces what's been taken out. You can do your own homework on it on their website. Their website, newspringwellnesscenter.com, newspringwellnesscenter.com. Here's their number, by the way, if you want to call and talk to Katie, Chad's wife. The number is 573, area code 573. Let me get to the top. You see it there? There we go. 573-693-1977, 573-693-1977. And you can talk to Katie. That's Chad and Katie that run it. Listen to the testimonials here from one of the folks that went through it. You'll find all these testimonials on their site. Listen to this.
I'm Susan. I'm here on my 10th day at New Spring Wellness with my IV, NAD IV infusion treatments. And I feel great. And I'm really excited about what my future has to hold. Okay. I know you've got some things to ask, and I'm excited to answer them.
Yeah. What were you here to address?
Many things. A lifetime of started drinking and using when I was 13. Little by little, it brought on many roads of destruction. On top of it, clouded my mind, it clouded my thinking, didn't know how to cope. On a daily basis, things just got to be too rough.
Sure. So you've been struggling for a while. What other kinds of treatments have you tried?
I've tried five inpatient treatments that ranged from, 28 to 30 days. I did an outpatient treatment. That was my very first start in recovery. And that was only just to get people off my back and to shut them up. And plus, on top of that, I looked at, this would be fun. Always looking for the fun. But now maybe some healthy fun, so.
Yeah, so what brought you here to try the NAD IV treatment?
I heard testimonies and talked personally to a couple people that have done it. And for me, it's leading by example. If I know that something and can see the before and after, see the transformation and just hear the life story of somebody that has gone through what I have, that to me, I was absolutely all in.
So through the treatment, how has it affected you?
Oh my gosh, it's affected me in such a positive way. I know I'm smiling because hopefully I won't cry, but I've never felt this good before. And to know in my mind that I can wake up without anxiety, I can wake up without full of panic and fear, to start my day, that's how I always started my day. But to be able to regain control of my thoughts and my emotions, NAD and this treatment has given me hope again. And so.
Was there a certain day through treatment that you started to really notice the change?
Yep, yes there was. Day three. Well, day one, day two. Well, when I woke up on day three, before I even got to the center, I knew immediately something was different because it was the first time that I can experience or remember no anxiety. I don't think I've ever really woke up like that before. Maybe years ago, but I knew something changed because I kept waiting for the shoe to drop, going, when is this feeling gonna leave? But it hasn't left.
Wow, we'll hold it right there. Many people were told by Chad and Katie on day 4 or 5 of the 10-day treatment, their urge to even drink or even the desire to drink is gone. You know, some of these groups have a 20% success rate, 8% failure rate. Well, you'll have to check with them, but I'm hearing 80 to 90% success rate. Again, you'll have to check out NID, do your own homework. It's all natural. It helps to put back into the body what's naturally there and repair the mind and the brain for the cravings of alcohol. It is drug abuse, alcohol, other things as well. But those are the two I focus on because there are so many families that are hurting. We've had people who have listened to this show, listened to me interview them, that have taken family and young people there. And I've heard of the testimonies several weeks later where they're still on the road to recovery with zero desire to drink. The desire to drink is gone. No one's saying it's 100%, but you ought to check with them with their incredible success rate with this all-natural product, NAD. Their website is newspringwellnesscenter.com. newspringwellnesscenter.com. We'll show the number again. If you want to call and get talk to Katie and get the free information, Katie and Chad, 573-693-1977. Again, 573-693-1977. And they're one of our sponsors now. We went to them, actually, and said, we're hearing such great things about you guys. We'd like to highlight you, and we think it'll be good for both of us. And it really is. All right, joining me now is Aaron from Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu may be on the verge of becoming the prime minister of Israel again. Aaron is joining us at 4:41 a.m. in Israel this morning. Aaron, what's the latest?
Good morning, Brannon. Small correction. It's 3:41 because
we had
daylight savings the other day.
Okay.
So we've got back an hour.
Oh, you went back an hour on me. I'm sorry. I thought I was letting you sleep in by having you on the show later tonight. All right, 3:41 a.m. Is Benjamin Netanyahu going to be your next prime minister?
Well, everyone's holding their breath, Brannon, because the exit polls show exactly that. They show that he has a 62-seat majority. And for those viewers who don't understand how the election system works in Israel, we have 120 seats in our Knesset, in our government. This is actually based on what is called the Great Assembly during the intertestamental period time between the Old and the New Testament, where we had what were called the Great Elders, 120 of them. So we have 120 seats. For a government to be formed, you need to have a majority of at least 61 seats. Now, every election that we have, no party ever gets anywhere near 61 seats. The last 5 elections, Netanyahu has won every time. He's got approximately 32, 33. One time he got 35 seats. This time, this last day, he got 31 seats, which was the majority party. The next closest was 23 seats. That's Yair Lapid, who has been our prime minister for the last 6 months. So Netanyahu will be able to form a government of 62 members. However, there is, as I said, we're holding our breath. And the reason is this. On the left, the coalition that was formed the last 18 months, they actually had an Arab party in the government, the first time ever in our history. There is a new party. Actually, it's not so new. It's been around for a while. But in order to run for the government, you need at least 3.25% of the votes, which means that you can cross the threshold and run for the government. An Arab party who's never at all anywhere near in the runnings, they rose from 2.75%. The latest polls is that they are now at 3%. If they reach 3.25% of the votes, that means that Netanyahu will not necessarily have a majority. And what will happen is what we've seen the last number of years, it'll be a split government. And if Netanyahu can't get the 61 or more seats, then the next party, which will be Lapid, they will get an opportunity and they will not be able to do it. And we'll have to go back to elections again.
And you've had five in what, 4 years?
This is our fifth election in 4 years. However, by the look of things, Brandon, it is looking very positive for Netanyahu. Now, while it may seem good, you know, over the last weeks, as the intensity has been building up to the elections, people ask, who are you voting for? How is it looking? A lot of people have asked, they've said, okay, I want to vote for this leader or I want to vote for that leader, but I don't necessarily want to go with him because I know who he will ask to join his coalition. Now, Netanyahu, as I said, he's only got about 31, 32 seats. He's got to go out and get other parties to join in a coalition. And the parties that he has chosen, Brandon, they're all right-wing, religious, Zionistic parties. Now, on one hand, that is great for the Jewish identity, that is great for the Jewish security, but there are concerns. And the voices of concerns are things like, for example, we will become a very right-wing, nationalistic, extremist government. Now, some people want that. Some people like that. Some people feel secure with that. But we, being a democracy, I mean, I'm sure you have the same, similar concerns in the United States. Being a democracy, one has to be careful of national extremism, okay? However, this is one of the things that we're facing because a lot of the right-wing religious people, they are very extreme Zionists. They are totally against a Palestinian state. And furthermore, even during this election yesterday, they're actually going out lobbying not only for their party, but lobbying against the Arab parties. So I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. I'm just telling you that these are some of the concerns in our nation with a right-wing extremist party. The other very, very major concerns is that Netanyahu's party, he will actually be, in a way, the minority in his own party. Even though he has the most seats, all the religious groups together, the numbers that they form, they will actually be far stronger than his own party, the Likud. And they will hold Netanyahu to ransom for what they want. And they're going to ask for the portfolios of the education system. They're going to ask for the portfolios of the religious system. They're going to ask a lot. And okay, a lot of people know where this is going. In fact, a lot of people who have asked, you know, who you're voting for, they're saying, when I say I'm thinking of voting for Netanyahu, they look at me and they say, oh, okay, so you're voting for a government that's going to go with the right-wing religious. They're going to usher in the third temple, and they're going to start a third world war. and they're not necessarily joking, Brandon.
And you know what I say? I say bring it on, because that means we're speeding up God's prophetic calendar, and I'm ready to get out of here.
Well, you know, I have very, very similar sentiments.
Like, what are we waiting for? Let's get on. Let's get it on.
I'm excited. By the way, I got some, I don't know if we're going to do it today. I got some really interesting new insights on the temple. Maybe we could keep it for next week.
Let's do that next week, because I'm quickly running out of time. And I do want to ask you about this article here. Israel must get rid of its nuclear weapons. You know, I didn't think Israel even talked about their nuclear weapons. So how do the morons at the UN even know you guys have nuclear weapons? And apparently the Islamists and the Marxists at the UN don't really care about North Korea or China or Russia or Iran. But, oh, Israel better not have nuclear weapons. Nobody even knows if you have a nuclear program. We do know Iran has one and North Korea. So what are these anti-Semites at the UN? What do you expect, right?
Yeah, this is not new. This is a below-the-belt punch, trying to keep the focus off these rogue, violent regimes. Look, Israel's never, ever openly, publicly admitted that we have nuclear weapons. Of course, everyone knows we have nuclear energy. However, in 1977, one of the workers from Israel's nuclear factory down in the Negev from a city called Dimona, he actually went for a holiday to England. And when he was there, he turned to the BBC and he said, I've got some news that you may find very interesting. And he actually went public and he opened up and he told them everything about the nuclear energy and the nuclear weapons that we are building. His name is Mordecai Vanunu. And to end that story, not long after, he was in a bar in somewhere in England, and he looks over the other side of the bar, and this beautiful girl was giving him the eye. And the next minute, he wakes up in the trunk of a car. She was a Mossad agent who was sent to get him, to drug him. And we brought him back to Israel, and we tried him, and he was tried for treason. He was sentenced to 16 years in solitary confinement. So there is that.
And where is he today?
It's very interesting, Brannon. After he was released on strict confinement. He's not allowed to speak to the media. He's not allowed to travel abroad. And you'll see him many, many times just walking around the streets, almost like with the mark of Cain on him. No, everyone knows who he is. No one touches him. No one does anything. But he was a traitor for our nation.
How does he support himself?
Well, it's interesting because while he was in prison, a English woman who is an Anglican, she kind of befriended him and became a pen pal of his. She was able to visit him. She led him to Christianity, an Anglican Christianity, whatever kind of Christianity that was. And so he has supporters from very left-wing, liberal, anti-Israel, just like he was anti-Israel. And so he's got support. He's got a following. People call him a hero. Some people call him a hero.
Wow. All right, we're going to have you back to go into more of these details and what you're talking about, the Temple Mount. I'd even take you tomorrow night, but I don't want you to get up two nights in a row at 3:30.
We'll be in touch about that.
I bet. You don't want to do that two nights in a row. That'll kill you. So let us know. We look forward to it. Thanks for the update. And of course, we're following Israel. Let's give out your website again. Light of the... I can't see it. Small print. What
light,
is it?
Lighttothenationsministry.com. And everyone, you're welcome. If you click on one of the links, you'll see teaching. I lead a Bible study every week. If you're interested, you're more than welcome. Or if you're thinking on coming on a tour. By the way, Brannon, just a few days ago, I was at the Jordan River, and I'm walking around, and I see this couple, and they're looking at me, and I'm thinking, what are they looking at? And so the lady comes over, she says, Brannon, Aaron. And she's a faithful follower of your program, and she recognized me. So
excellent. Well, good. I'm glad we're making you very visible and seen. That's excellent. That's excellent. And then I hope folks will sign up and join your tour. Give your website one more time if they want to come to Israel and have you as their tour guide.
LightToTheNationsMinistry.com tour, or as I say, if you're interested in a weekly Hebraic Roots Bible study.
Excellent.
Thanks, Brannon. Great to see you, brother. God
you
bless.
Too. Go, it's 3:52 in the morning. Go back to bed. All right. Aaron checking in live from Israel.